Well, this lesson is all about submission. And I thought I knew a lot of this, but it's like, and you do. You know part of it, but you have to. The Lord's going to take you into the fullness of the truth. I was going to speak on practicality, but the Lord said not now. So, but I saw some wonderful truths about it and got into Strong's and did find a lot of things that are going to line up with this, but he changed my attitude first. When your attitude's right and you're giving out the truth, you're not, say my pastor gets up here and he says something, well, I'm going to preach against that because I just don't believe that. Your attitude is, Christ, this was revealed to you through the power of the Holy Ghost, and you are in love with the truth. You want to give it out. Leave rejecting and accepting, it's all in the hands of the Lord. God gives the increase, and we just want to give out truth. And if we do, he's going to show it to you. But now I'm responsible for what he's shown me. You see, I can't walk in another man's walk. We can't just go by what people say. We have to go by the counsel of God, the whole counsel of God. We must hear truth. So that's what's going to make you ready, because the word of God is what? In 2 Timothy, and I wrote these words down, in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, I'm going to read that real quick. And we'll see why we had that. Okay. Well, we're going to go to 15. And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, and those Scriptures which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, all of it, not part of it. We have to have the whole counsel. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's inspired. This truth is real, and it is profitable. You see, it's not vain. It's not empty. This is going to profit the body. It's going to build you up, edify you, comfort you, exhort you. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. And that's the one I want you to remember. Reproof, for correction, for instruction, in righteousness. Okay, now we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5. The end of the chapter. And you're going to see so much that in chapter 4, I'm going to bring out that if you want to magnify him, bring glory and honor through submission to him, you're going to have to know verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation or the manner of life of the old man. Put it off. And that's reckoning and yield. You must believe what God says about the old man. Never think you're above that you can't yield to your flesh, because you can. But that would not be Christ sinning, because Christ in you does not sin. You can live above sin. Concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. But you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Day by day, we need a renewing of our mind. Okay, and he says to put on the new man. Now we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5. Be ye therefore, because of what we just talked about. You put on the new man now. You've reckoned the old man dead, but you still have a body of flesh. But you're going to begin to learn desires and thoughts you may have. If it's not according to the word of God, it's a lie. You must speak truth. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. So as we Be ye therefore of followers of God as dear children. God is not going to say, you will go this way. I do believe he chastens those whom he loves. But what will you do? I've corrected in many, many areas of my life. Did I take all the correction? Did I take the times that you were convicted? Did you listen to it? Or did you come and come against it? And that's the thing, that attitude. When God comes in and he corrects, or he gives godly instruction, when these things begin to happen, it's our attitude. Like, I wouldn't want to get up here and say, okay, now, it's been said, and I've done this, that practicality is not in the Word of God. That would be me fighting my own battle. We need to preach the Word of God. Know that our heart, that God revealed practicality to your heart. And I want to walk in that practical walk because the provision has been made. Be ye therefore a follower of God. He said, follow. I just want you to follow because it's the way that's right. As dear children, let your light so shine that you will glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are his children. Do we act as God's dear children? That's an endearment. He loves you. It's a tender love. It's a father's affection towards you. He said, and when you're a follower of God, you're going to do this. And we'll see three things in verse 2, verse 8, and verse 15. Walk in love. Walk in love as Christ has also loved us. We need to walk in the love wherewith we have been loved. You know, when we're able to love someone, you're going to be able to show, it really shows how much love have you received. Because you will never love above the amount of love that Christ has loved you. He loved me when I didn't deserve it. And that's the thing. But everything we do, we're going to do it as unto the Lord. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. And when he loved us, there was a sacrificial love. He laid down his life for us. He hath given himself for us an offering. He was the sin offering. He's all the offerings. Anything we offer up, we're accepted, but it's in the beloved. He said, he hath given himself for us an offering. It was a sacrifice. Notice this. It was to God. He did it unto God. He did it for us. But he did it to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And what we do, if we're going to have this sacrificial love, I can't love and do for my children as unto them, or I don't do it as unto this person or that person. I love them, but I submit unto God because I love the Lord and because he's shown me his love. That makes it to where that man or my child or my grandchild or another Christian, they don't owe you anything. We owe it all to Jesus. And it's like we want to be that sweet-smelling savor unto God. We may go through hard times just wanting truth to go forth. And you will if you want to preach truth. And that doesn't mean be a teacher or a preacher. Preach truth in your life, and you're going to see by this lesson why it's so important to submit. But fornication, and I want you to get this. This is Ephesians saints. This is full purpose church. This is someone who's blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. You're going to see all these different things of spiritual, mature people, someone who really understands the Word of God. And then we look and says, but fornication, all uncleanliness, covetousness, don't let that be named among you as becometh saints. What is saints? You are holy ones. You are holy because he is holy. Not your conduct. Your conduct will be holy. but it's his conduct. It's I live by faith of the Son of God. It's not about fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, because it doesn't become saints. Neither filthiness, foolish talking, or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. When I looked at this, the fornication, you know, Jean talked Friday night too about headship. You cannot take on another head. And there's spiritual, in the day we're living right now, keep yourself in heavenly places. Seek things which are above. God will deal with these things down here. We can't change ourselves, and I can't change anybody else. I can't change their mind, but I know something that can. The Word of God, because it's not a lie, and it is the truth. We want to lead and guide them into all truth. So fornication, taking on another head. I mean, I can look at this, and you'll see even later in the chapter that even Catholicism, and I don't like just to point to Catholicism, because she's got a lot of daughters out here. See, Catholicism is an organization. It is a system. They're taking truth, and they've made it into a lie. Nobody wants to preach that, because if a Catholic's sitting here, we may offend them. That's not your attitude. If you know there's a homosexual sitting here, you're just trying to convict them. No. That's not my job. The Holy Spirit does the convicting. The Word of God brings conviction. They're in agreement. We preach the Word. That's a safe place. Preach truth. But he said, I don't want you, the filthiness, that's just shameful talk. Go out in the world or anywhere, you can hear it. I've had them come in my home and start talking. I go, stop saying that. No foolish talking or jesting. You know, I never knew that was in the scripture. And I did it one day. And was just joking about something with one of my children. Came to church and it was brought out about foolish jesting. It was just a foolish jesting. It was something that is, it's the jesting, when you're doing that, it's putting someone, you make them look bad. You make them hurt because you said it. And it's like those things shouldn't be. You know, we say things even in church, one to another. It was just funny. You don't know. You don't know if that was really funny. God said don't even do it, because foolish jesting can really hurt somebody else, which are not convenient. It's not suitable. It's not even necessary. He said, but rather giving of thanks, okay? You're going to see more about this giving thanks. And remember in James, what's the one thing that man cannot tame? The tongue. And we're going to see it with the infilling of the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to see it as step one, but we can't stay at step one. He wants control of that unruly member. And I believe it's in Peter. If he does, he can bring the whole body under submission. The whole body. Your whole body under submission. Well, I'm in the body of Christ, but I have to take this personally. But as we go on, but he said, rather giving thanks. Okay, so we need to know we can give thanks with this tongue, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. Are you ever thankful because you know truth? That he even took the time to tell you about fornication? That used to be just a big old word to me. But you go to Revelation, that's how you understand. You get Paul's doctrine. You're going to understand that so much greater, the religious systems that are out here, that are not speaking truth. And I said I didn't like pointing to Catholicism, but you can go in Revelation. And the cup that should have been a blessing, she's going to have to drink of that. And it is not a cup of blessing. It is a cup of judgment. God is It's so wrong what she has done. She's taken a place that's not even hers. She's misconstrued the whole, but look how many people have been fooled and led in the wrong direction. You can ask people about Ramadan, which I have. I wanted to know, why do you not eat from that time to that time? And this is sad. It's not to put them down. It's called religious system. The answer I got from everyone I asked, I don't know, we just do it. You should know why. Why are you walking in the Spirit? Why is there no foolish jesting? Why do you know Christ is your head? Why do you know that? He is Lord. But you're going to see why you want him to be the head. For this you know, that no whoremonger, now, I don't think that's the Christian, it could be their flesh, but no whoremonger, an unclean person, we've been told, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, don't be around it. Nor covetous man, there's this coveting going on. You're wanting something that God has not ordained to give you. Who is an idolater? Hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God? And you know, when you talk about fornication, you can just say harlotry, adultery. You got it. Let no man deceive you, okay? Deception is going on right now. You have been taught the word of God. It was to build you up. Be rooted and grounded in the things of God. Be rooted and grounded in this truth. Why? Because Paul even told us in the days that we're living in right now, the days are evil. You're coming to the end of your own strength. Men are going to be preaching false doctrine. What are you going to do with it? And I'm not saying you just sit and judge people. You judge it by the word of God. Rightly divide it. It should fit. If I take the blood of the Lamb, it will fit all the way through the book. When you speak of the bride, it starts in Genesis. It goes all the way through the book. That whole church was asleep. That body was asleep. Out of that body, he took a rib portion, a rib, and that was to be the wife. Okay? But you'll see, he does say, awake up out of sleep, Christians. All right. So when you keep going, he said, upon the children of disobedience, God is also going to correct not just children of disobedience, but even Christians. When you are allowing them to deceive you, what about your inheritance? You see, people go, well, I know I'm saved. Well, I'm not saved forever. Yes, you are. There's no question about being saved eternally. There is building with gold, silver, and precious stones. But if you do hay, wood, and stubble, and that's what's going to please man. And it's going to be showy. It's going to be proud. You cannot be part of that. And I'm not saying God is. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Not like you're better than and become proud and puffed up, but you cannot be a partaker. Partaker is, I'm going to eat this. Why? It's defiling for the body. If you begin to eat it, you know, there are things that I used to think or believed was wrong, but I begin to hang around with people who said, no, that's not wrong. That's not wrong. That's not wrong. It's your attitude and what you're doing. But I do it as unto God, unto the Lord. We don't do it unto man. If I seek to please men, are you going to please God? No. Then he says, don't be a partaker with them. Okay, I haven't even been following my notes, but just in case. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light. Well, I'm God's child. And God, in him, he is light. In him is no darkness at all. Okay? You were in darkness, but now you are light. Now light. Colossians, what does it say? You're a light in a dark and a perverse generation. I love how this Bible and Paul's epistles, and we were told to preach Paul's epistles, and when you preach this, he hits on everything. He really does. He hits on modesty. He teaches about homosexuality. He teaches about murder. Everything you can list off, you're going to find it in Paul's epistles. It's all been covered through one man, Christ Jesus. And we don't have to yield that way. Now you yield unto God, to whom you yield your members. We have to remember that. Who are we yielding to? Walk as children of light. And that was the walks I had. You're going to walk in love. You can't walk in something you don't know. And I'm not talking about reading the scripture and say, God is love. God is love. But he brings the word of God to correct your heart. Correct what you're doing or the way that you're walking. Walk in love. Christ's love, the way I've loved you. He is such a forgiver. He is the one who will do the vengeance, not us. Walk as children of light. We know what it means to walk the way the world walks, go the places the world goes. We should have come out from among all that. But the word of God is going to do the work. Preach the truth. Walk circumspectly. Do you know what that means? It means you should be walking upright. Exactly. Exact. And you know what came to me when I read this? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Wherever he leads, my feet will have that light, God's word. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, he's going to lead me and guide me. So we keep going because I got a lot to say. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So you have to understand really the goodness of God. And God is good all the time. And when you learn that, that's how your mouth, that tongue, is going to begin to not mumble and murmur and complain. He's teaching us, he's growing us up, that instead of murmuring and complaining, we begin to worship and give thanks. You can't do it until he speaks the truth to us and gets it in the heart. And out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh with that little member, the little tongue. The light, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And I studied that this week too. Romans 12, you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. But we need to know what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And we need to know that what we're building with on a sure foundation, we have the sure word of prophecy. We need to be building with sure things. And it kept coming to me all week, full assurance. There's people who have assurance. No, we want full assurance. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Religion is darkness. People, what is that? Religious words, false apostles, vain words that bring no profit? Those who are disobedient to the truth? We better measure it according to God's word. It will fit everywhere. Everywhere it's going to fit. But if it doesn't fit in one place, it doesn't fit. Don't have fellowship with the unfruitful. You're not going to be fruitful. Of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, do we have to go out and picket? Do we have to put up our signs and we go, you're wrong, we're right, no. When you prove something, what did he say? Study to show yourself approved unto God. You study, because if you're gonna prove them, rather reprove them. What did we just read in the beginning? The word of God that is inspired is there to correct, to reprove them. It's the word, not behind a pulpit. Your life reproves a dark walk. He's cleaning us up. He's getting us clean and ready to be his bride. We want this correction. We need it. You have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. It is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. How much of God's word are you taking in your heart? How much of the light is coming through? You see, if darkness is what I'm hearing, and disappointment and discontentment and all those other things, if that's what I'm taking in, bitterness, it's gonna show. You can talk to someone, you'll know if they're bitter. You can tell. Out of the abundance of a mouth, out the heart, the mouth is gonna speak. That doesn't mean you put them down. It means when you hear it, start praying. God, there's a root of bitterness there. Cleanse it. All things are reproved or manifest by the light. Whatsoever doth manifest is light. So you're going to expose it. You may not even know you're exposing something to someone just because you're walking in the light. Why? Notice you walk in the light. You must step out by faith. It must become yours. You must walk in the light as he is in the light. That's how you're going to have fellowship one with another. Because you can't fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, the body. It's high time. Wake up out of sleep. He said, well, wake up, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. Where do we learn that? Resurrection and life. We don't have to continue in our sin. We don't have to continue to be in unbelief. Christ shall give thee light. He shall give thee light. If you want the truth, and that's when I studied what I thought I was going to speak on, it was like, he's going to give you the light. Has someone preached something you don't agree with? Did you go to the light? Did you go to God? Did you ask him, show me the way, the truth, and the life? Show me, Lord. He will. He'll give you light. And once he does, you're going to be responsible for that light. Just like when you give out truth, you're responsible. I'm responsible to God. What I give out behind this pulpit. We're responsible unto him. No different than Catholicism. Yeah, she's going to drink the cup, but all those that entered into that with her, they're going to drink of it too. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want us to fall short of our inheritance. There's so much here. He said, for whatsoever the light is going to manifest it. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead. Christ shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, exactly. What are those people in Ezekiel? What did they do? The four living, were they walking? And it was on the earth. John saw up in heaven. Ezekiel was talking about walking here on earth. They were walking straight forward. They kept going. We need to press toward the mark for the prize. For the prize. You don't got the prize yet. That is a reward. Go read the churches, the seven churches. They each get a reward. But it should grieve your heart that someone receive a less award than what they could have had. And I believe they will one day cry and weep over it, but then rejoicing what they could have had. And it's only one thing. Lord, show me truth. That's all I want to know. Because that's what I'm responsible for. See then that you walk circumspectly. You walk exactly. Not as a fool. Not as fools. But as wise. You see, the foolish people of this world, they don't want the counsel of God. I already know it. I got it. And I'm going to do it this way. I always say, Lord, I want your counsel. But it's going to come from this truth, and it's all going to connect beautifully. It's fit together by love. And he said, then if you walk exactly and don't walk as a fool, you're going to be wise. Wiser than serpents, not people. The serpent, he cannot get you in the new creation. He's coming after you. He comes in the weakness of your flesh, that in your thoughts. That's why Paul said, casting down every thought, imagination, high thing that exalts itself against me? No, against the knowledge of God. Walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but be wise. And the foolish are the ones that don't want to take counsel from God's word, but the wise are saying, God, give me counsel. I need the whole counsel of God. Not just the things that are going to tickle my ear and make me feel good. You see, those false apostles and the vain words and the religious people, oh, they're going to say everything. And it's going to make you feel good. That is deceiving. That's deception. Because they're working. The devil's working through your flesh. I mean, just like, oh, you are so wonderful at this. What is their attitude? What's their attitude? Because I guarantee you, when it's of truth, it just grabs you on the inside. When someone says, I love you, do you feel that? Are you one in that love? He said, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Evil. There's evil all around us. Let your light shine. As those that are running to win. If you already won, stop running then. You're going to have to take that part of scripture and get it out. Run to win. That takes some pressing. That takes trials, tribulation. Rebecca rode on camels. He didn't tell her where she was going to go, but she knew what was at the end of it. The prize. Him in all of his glory. But she's going to know him. She's going to know him because she's learning him now. Learn of me. The days are evil. And I always think of Paul when I see that. When I want to do good, evil is present with me. So just know, temptation's all around. There's so many ways of temptation. Don't fall into temptation, that unbelief. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You won't know God's will if you don't study God's word. You see, you're going to see that right now. So we're going to go to the next verse because I don't want to miss out on this. I'm already over time. Be not drunk with wine. Everybody goes, don't be getting drunk like the rest of the world. That is not putting this in context. Be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Okay? Well, we know people who are drunk, they usually drink and don't eat. If you drink and you drink and you drink more and you drink more of the Holy Ghost, you're speaking in tongues, you drink more of the Holy, and you're just still stuck right there on that plateau. You're right there. He has so much more for you, more than just speaking in tongues. He said, don't do it in excess. Didn't say not do it at all, but be filled with the Spirit. Now we're going to find out the things that you can do. You can be filled with the Spirit. All right? Here it is. Let's move on. We got filled. What else is there for me, Lord? You're going to speak to yourselves in psalms and in hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Now that tongue, that unruly member that has been filled and taken over by the power of the Holy Ghost, you're worshiping now in spirit and in truth. That's true worship. And he says, and I'm filled, I'm going to give thanks always. You don't do that overnight. You must drink. You must eat the word of God. Giving thanks always for all things. To who? Unto God. And the Father. And do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What else will you do? You see, don't linger at the one thing. There's growth in being filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, now you're worshiping, you're praising, now you're going to submit. Humble yourselves. Humble yourself before the Almighty God. You're going to learn what it means to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He wants you to give it to him. But if I just want the feeling, and it's wonderful to be filled. I'm telling you, it's an ecstasy. You will love it. But he wants us to keep growing, though. There's more. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Fear of God. Reverence unto God I submit unto you. Now, then he's going to go and he said, wives. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. He's telling you right here, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. You see what you're doing it for? Because if I'm doing anything unto a person, you're doing it unto the Lord. Yes, you're submitting to your husband, but he says, as unto the Lord, as unto him, because the Lord is the one over George. And he said, for the husband is the head of the wife. It's not so he throws orders and he does all this stuff that Christendom has just taken it out of context. The husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Let me tell you, everyone is not going to submit the same. You're in that body of Christ, but are you going to submit Give it to the Lord. When you do, if you don't, let's just talk about you don't. You know, I'm not submitting to no man. They don't know any more than I know. I know more than they do. Blah, blah, blah. If you go in there, do you know you're never going to know what it means for a man to protect and provide for his wife? This is a woman filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, being led of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you into all truth. If this is truth, Lord, I believe it. You changed my desire right there, Lord. And I know you'll give me the grace. And part of that grace was when I saw unto the Lord. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, let the wife be to her own husbands in everything. Oops. Now we're talking. In everything? Yes. Everything. You see, Christ is my all in all. God put the man there to do something, and we're going to see what that is. Husbands, you are to love your wives. Your wives, not somebody else's. Even as Christ also loved the church. How did he love the church? Sacrificial love. He laid down his life for the brethren, and he gave himself for it. That he might do what? Sanctify it, cleanse it, washing of the water of the word, that he can present it to himself, a glorious church. Husbands, you should be washing them. You should be teaching them the word of God. You should be bringing them up in the admonition of the Lord, that she'll be a glorious church, that she brings honor unto you. You see, when you love a woman the way she's to be loved, as Christ loved the church, that woman's going to do everything and anything. Who doesn't want to be loved? Who doesn't want to be provided for? Who doesn't want to be protected? If somebody came out and jumped me and my husband just stood there and watched it, would that be love? No. He's my defender. Christ, he's my head. He will take care of me. I'm sorry, you guys, I went over, but I got to keep going. He did it so he could present to himself a glorious church, and it wouldn't have a spot, it wouldn't have a wrinkle, any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Do you know, wives, you are a reflection of how much your husband loves you. You are a reflection of that love. So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loves himself. You see the two as one? No man ever hated his own flesh, but he nourished it. You see, give him what's needed. Feed him. Natural, but spiritual. Don't leave spiritual out. Cherish it. That means they're endeared. They're dear to you. You want to take care of it. You cherish them. Even as the Lord, the church, we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. And this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, going to be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. You see, the two shall be one. But the whole church is not going to be that. They've been espoused. But that's why Paul said, he worried. He said, I fear lest the devil in his subtlety is going to come in and deceive you. And as George and I talked this week, it was to defile and to, they would come in and it would just bring the wrong thing to this woman. And we were watching something, it was like she was buying right into it. But the other woman, or the man was buying into it, but the woman, she took a stand. She said, I love my husband. I don't want this. I chose this. I chose this house. I chose this man. I chose these children. I chose to cook. I chose to do. I want to do it because I love them. While the husband is taking good care of the wife. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that you do what? Reverence your husband. Now, do you see that in the rest of this book, it's all about submission. It's all about submission. All the way down to the last verse, and it's going to come back to grace. All of this, even putting on the whole armor. If I don't pick up the armor, it ain't going to do me no good. But the Lord says, take it. It's yours. Take the gift. Have you so much as been filled with the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? And what did they say in Acts? We didn't know so much as there was even a Holy Ghost. Well, what about you that do know there is such thing as a Holy Ghost? Do you see what a treasure has been revealed to you? You can be filled with the power of God, and the power be not of yourselves, but it will be of God in all things. Your tongue will be giving thanks and worship to him. Let's all stand. Father, we just thank you. We worship you. I thank you for your word, Lord. And Father, I just thank you that you show us into the depths of, and the reason why your word is there, Lord. It's all because of love. And you put it there that we can be loved. But will I let you love me, Lord? Father, I thank you that I can run to win Christ. And I thank you, Lord, that it's through the ability and through the teachers and preachers, Lord, that give out the whole counsel of God. And Father, that we do discern, we measure it according to your word. As John measured with the reed, I thank you, Lord, that we must continue on. And I know, Lord, none of us have come this far without the grace of God. I know you'll take us on, that we can finish our course, say we've kept the faith, and that there is a crown laid up for us. But not to us only, but to all them who love Christ, that love God, and they're longing for this appearing. I praise you for those words, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.